Good afternoon, everybody. I'm your host, Mike Brookson, and you're listening to Teen Rumbling, the podcast where I talk about everything that matters to me. So, hope you've had a great week. Mine was really awesome. I was a little bit sad because I didn't have the money to go out this Friday, but I will talk about, you will understand why a little bit later. But first of all, I want to thank to you all that are listening to this podcast. I really appreciate that. It's really a great thing. Thank you for giving me 15 minutes of your time. This episode will be way shorter than the previous one because in this one, I'm alone. By the way, I hope you really liked that episode with Rosie. I really enjoyed it. It was really fun to make. It was all recorded in one take, almost 100% improvised. Really liked it. But unfortunately, this week, Rosie can't join us for a simple fact. That is, I'm not using my MacBook Pro right away, so I have to use my PowerBook G4, which is a really old computer. And the software that I use to record the Skype calls isn't really available for this platform, so there's nothing I can do. I'm sorry if you were expecting from now on to always have Rosie with me, but even if I had a MacBook, it is not going to be that way. This is Mike Brookston's podcast, so but I really like to do a podcast with her, but from time to time, so that she every time she comes here to do an episode with me, it's something special. So today's episode, as you have of course already seen, is about the fact that I've signed up for a gym. And why did I sign up for a gym? Why? There are lots of reasons, but I will just say something. I'm a smoker, as I already said. Yes, it's bad. I'm really young. I'm 17 and I already smoke, but everyone starts as at a young age. I started when I was 14. Unfortunately, I'm trying to stop, and this is part of my plan to stop smoking. So one time I was in a coffee with some friends, and they told me that when they wanted to stop smoking, they entered the gym and were really focused on going to the gym and spending 1 hour and a half there. Gradually, they started like smoking less cigarettes. Of course, that they had the willpower to do so, thing that I don't think I have, but I really want to stop smoking. But continuing, and they said that going to the gym really helped them stop smoking. So that's the thing, I'm trying to do it right now. And if you didn't understand yet, the reason why I didn't have the money to go out last Friday with my friends was because I gave a good part of the money I had received this month I don't know how to translate the word because I think it has a different meaning, but It's like when you start going to a gym, you have to pay a certain a fee. Yeah, you can say a fee in the first month when you sign up, and it was a little bit expensive. So I didn't have the money to go out, but in the next month I will be able to do so. But continuing, let's start with the reasons why I signed up for the gym. First of all, I had a friend who, when we are 17, we stop growing usually. And so an aunt of him told him that he should start going to a gym because if not, he would start to get fat and think. And you understand that aunt talk. And so we are good friends, and we live next to each other, and we have a gym like 5 minutes away from our houses. And he told me, "Do you want to go to the gym?" And I was like, "Oh, I don't know." So I went home, I talked about it to my mother, and she said, "Oh, well, think about it." And some days later, she went to pick me up near school, and I was smoking like cigarettes, like tobacco. And she said, "Oh, I'm sick of that. We have to let's put you in a gym and hope that you stop smoking." And so that was what motivated me for start going to the gym. But she is only paying like the price of the gym monthly. I had to pay the fee. That was our agreement. But of course, I think that I would not stop to smoke because of going to the gym. It's only an excuse. And that leads me to like the real facts why I signed up. The first one is I'm a really a slim person. The last time I checked, I had, I think, 9% of body fat, which is really, really low. I have friends who swim, it's not professionally, but they are in lots of competitions nationally, and they have like 12 of body fat, 12% of body fat. So I'm really, really thin, and that's a good thing because it's easier to if I start doing. Even at home, I start lifting some weights. I can easily start noticing my muscles growing and start being more defined. But the problem was, there was a time I did that, and the problem was the only things I was able to train. Yeah, train is not a good word, but let's go with that. Was my torso, my arms, and the upper part of my body. I wasn't able to train my legs, so I have really, at the time, I had really thin legs, and then I had an upper body that didn't correspond to my legs. So now we are like 2 years later. Because I was always like that, and I can't get fat. I don't know if that's because of my diet. I am a really healthy person regarding diet. Here in Portugal, we have a Mediterranean diet, so it's a re really healthy diet. When I want a snack, I always grab a piece of fruit. I don't know. Always things like that. I'm not that kind of person who grabs like those sorry for the expression, but shitty snacks like a chocolate or some chips or something like that. I always like to have my fruit and eat my fruit. So that's part of the reason why my body fat is so low, and since it's so low, it's easier to start noticing the improvements from going to the gym. And I don't want to look like a skeleton for the rest of my life. This is a good, I think, a good moment to start going to the gym. and start like giving back to my brother what he gave to me for his tattoo, respond a little bit more, if you understand what I mean when we're talking about older brothers. They are always picking on us, and so I, of course, I'm only kidding, but you understand. One of the most important factors for going to the gym right now, and this is so like it's so childish, and here in Portugal we have a perfect expression for this. This is so parolo. And what's a parolo? Well, do you know those guys from Jersey Shore and from Geordie Shore and all those programs? They are parolos. Or if you are in the north of the country, azeiteiros. What does that mean? It's there are really people who there's not a way to describe it. If you have already saw Jersey Shore or Geordie Shore, the TV show, you of course know what I'm talking about. It's a thing that I relate to those kinds of people, not really me, but the thing is, I want to get buffed out to spring break because I'm a senior at the high school and we're going in a trip to the Canary Islands. I've already talked about that, and that's the thing. I want to be looking good when that time arrives, and that leads me to my last reason to go to the gym, and it is girls. I can't be an hypocrite. I have to say the truth. I can't like say that this is not because of girls, and then it really is because of girls. So yeah, part of this is because of the girls. A girl likes a strong man. They don't like a very thin man. So it's part of the reason. Of course, people always say, and I know that's part true, that what's really interesting is what on the inside, but the first look that the girl has on you is, and the thing that can like trigger her interest in meeting you is your looks. And if you don't have good looks, they will not be interested in you, even if you're the most interesting person in the world. So let's be real, and the looks really matter. That's the sad truth. I don't want nobody to think of me differently regarding this sentence, but that's the truth. Looks really matter. I'm sorry. And I know that for my experience, but they matter for a person like me, and I'm the kind of person who doesn't have the it's not that I have the guts, but I'm really proud, and I can approach a girl and start talking to her, but I can't approach a girl and start flirting to with her. Because I'm really proud, and what I mean by being really proud is I'm really afraid of rejection because it would break my pride. And the last time it only happened, I was only rejected one time in my life, and that doesn't mean that I have a lot of girls. That means that the only time I had the courage to go to a girl and said that I wasn't interested in her, she rejected me. So since then, I never ever like showed that I was in at least directly showed to a girl that I was interested in her. All the girlfriends that I had were girls who really told me that they were interested. I never said to them that I was interested. So you can see the kind of person that I am, and for those kinds of person, looks really, really matters. So, but if you're not proud and you are not afraid of being rejected, yes, looks don't matter. You approach them, you start talking, you show them who you really are. Sorry, and they will see that you have a wonderful, or you are very very interesting, or you're very funny, and they will want to know you better. But if you're like me, your looks must attract the girl so that they can approach you. And that's the thing. So I think for today I have explained more than I intended to. I've explained more than the reason why I signed up for the gym. That's the thing. I talked about going to the gym and why looks matter for a person like me. I think this is going to be a better... Yeah. Yeah, this will be definitively a better... No, I will stick with signed up for... No, I don't know. I don't know. I'll decide later. But if the title of this episode isn't signed up for the gym, it's because I changed my mind. But so that's it for the discussion of today. So I have to thank you all for giving me this 16 minutes and 25, 26, 27 seconds until now of your time to listen to me and listen to my opinion. It really is something that matters to me. I really appreciate it. If you want to give me some feedback, or if you only want to talk to me, you can do so. You can email me at mikebrookson@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at M, capital M, and then Brookson with a capital B. And you can follow me at my Podomatic page at mikebrookson.podomatic.com. All these links will be posted in the description of this episode. So I hope you enjoyed it and have a great week.